With the outbreak of World War II, the Army installation then known as Pine Camp expanded to become Camp Drum and eventually Fort Drum today. In the process, it swallowed up several villages, including their cemeteries. Fort Drum researchers have created a database and new maps that will help family members of those buried at the cemeteries find and visit their loved ones' gravesites both in person and online. We get more from WRVO's Joanna Richards.
13 historic cemeteries are located on Fort Drum. Some of those are still accessible by the public, but some are harder to reach and only available for visits on Memorial Day. Lori Rush is cultural resources manager at Fort Drum. She says many of the people buried there are not forgotten.
We have received requests from all over the U.S. and even Canada, and it's quite often from families who were displaced in the early 1940s and now are very interested in coming back to that piece of their family history.
Intern Michael Sprouls spent the last year and a half painstakingly documenting gravesites, including their locations and inscriptions, for inclusion in the new database. He says his work will also facilitate better care of the cemeteries.
Because in addition to having all the information on the stones, they're also georeferenced. So we can bring up what stones in the cemeteries need the most attention. So it's really allowing us to care for the stones easier and relay the information to the public a lot easier.
Sproul says the most interesting thing about the cemeteries project was the glimpse it gave him into local history.
Really being able to see how the people of the area lived at this certain time. Cemeteries are very personal. You can see how people related to one another, infants that passed away, the occasional mother-in-law buried beside the husband after he died, it's really interesting to be able to see just the lives of the people that had lived here.
The cemetery's database is available from Fort Drum's website. The Cultural Resources Office can also arrange visits to the cemeteries. For WRVO News, I'm Joanna Richards at Fort Drum.